chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Mind, body, and soul. Talk about what's on your heart. Be free, encouraging creatively. She does it all. Loving Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I am so excited every time I get on air with you guys. Every time, you guys, I tell you, I'm praying for more days. The people have spoken. We need more days. Anyway, listen, this is a great day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I am joyful and glad in it. I'm going to go into that on my ministerial moment. But right now, I want to welcome you to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Tune in right now. Tell a friend. We got an amazing show today. Kim is going to be joining us, R&B singer, producer, songwriter. Kim from Detroit and Tennessee. He's going to be joining us. Also, we got Gina G. bringing us the trending tea. We got Estelle Brooks bringing us a spoken word. And Dr. Miller is going to be sharing with us from Charlotte, North Carolina, his brand new book. We're going to be talking about it. But right now, we're going to start off the show with the weather. Okay, today, D.C., 64 degrees, mostly cloudy. That is our high is going to be 68 degrees today, all cloudy, all day. Richmond, Virginia, you are sunny right now, 74 degrees, and your high is going to be 81 degrees. Dallas, Texas, hey, to you, you are super duper cloudy, 71 degrees, and your high is going to be 78. You got thunderstorms coming all throughout the evening. Get ready for that. Los Angeles, LA, you are 55 degrees. What'd she say? 55 degrees and sunny. That is low. You guys are going to be at a high of 73. I can't wait to talk to Rod about that. Let's see. Huntsville, you are 68 degrees, sunny today. Your high is going to be 77. You're going to turn cloudy, though, going into the rest of the evening. Augusta, Georgia, you are 72 degrees. And you are going to be up to 83 degrees. Cloudy coming. Clouds are coming your way as well. Let's see. Charlotte, North Carolina. I just saw you, Radio 1. Charlotte, I did my interview with Dr. Miller. I'm so excited. We're going to talk about that a little bit when he comes on. So excited about what's going down with Dr. Gina and Dr. Gina's Radio Chat in Charlotte, North Carolina, along with Dr. Miller and his organization. And we're going to get into that. Gina G and Rod Stevens and so many others are going to participate in that. I can't wait to talk about that. 68 degrees. Oh, and shout out to Kim Martin. Got to show some love to her. 68 degrees and Joe Meacham. 68 degrees and your high is going to be 80. You got clouds coming. God, everybody's getting clouds coming towards the afternoon. Raining right now in Kenya. You're 60 degrees right now. And you're going to wake up to 74 degrees, but your high tomorrow is going to be 96. Thunderstorm still going on. Paris, you are 66 degrees right now, mostly sunny, and you're going to wake up to 50, and your high is going to be 74 tomorrow. Alabama, 67 degrees. You are going to go up to 81 degrees. You are sunny. I don't see no clouds coming your way. But anyway, enjoy the weather. And if I did not name your continent, your country, your state, your city, listen, it doesn't matter. Whatever situation you're in, whatever's going down in your neck of the woods, God is with you. He loves you. He has the final say, and your day is good because this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. It's time for us to rejoice and be glad in what God is doing in our lives. Think about how good he's been to you, okay? All right. Well, listen, we're going to take a commercial break from our sponsor. John Eckhart got a book that he want to talk about, and we'll be back with Ministerial Minute. Moment.
Have you ever prayed desperate prayers to God but have yet to hear an answer? Maybe you're about ready to give up.
Maybe your friends or family are telling you to let it drop. Bestseller author John Eckhart has a different approach. Get more desperate. In his book, Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times, Eckhart invites you to a prayer life that sees results. He uses the story of Hannah as a model and walks you through the five key points of her prayer that resulted in breakthrough. Through biblical teaching and practical application, you can persevere in prayer no matter where you are in life, how bad things may look, or what situation you find yourself in. Check out Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. All right, ministerial moment. Okay. I got to sit back for this one, you guys. Okay, so I did a post on my Facebook page, and I probably shouldn't talk about this any further, but I am. You know, I mean, in our culture, you know, in the Black culture, in the race, you know, we use, you know, words that we would not prefer for other races to use in describing us or talking about us. And I get that. I went back in my back in a day moment because I got a little frustrated. I went to my hood days and, you know, my mother raised me in the suburbs. So, you know, when I got hood and messy, I went out and did that. She didn't take me out there. I wasn't raising that. I went out to search for what I was looking for out in them streets. And so it's a language that, you know, every now and again, when some people cuss, I might get into the language without cussing. And so I did that yesterday. And I probably upset a couple of brothers that didn't expect that from me. And, you know, and I apologized on Facebook Live about that. But my thing is this. I got upset and I apologize and I own up to that. Let me just stick with that. I'm not saying, but, you know, I did that. But I'm taking responsibility because of that and my actions. I got a lot of people that did approve of what I said, but you know, God, I got a little convicted and, you know, I got some chest, you know, some correction through my brothers who I know do love and support me on Facebook. And I had to reach out and apologize. But my thing is that I'm just really tired of the fact that we women, and I realized that it wasn't so much the men, it's women. We really give up so much. We don't realize when it's enough. You know, we it's okay to nurture and it's okay to love and it's okay to be loyal and all these things and, you know, be affectionate and the things and take care of the home and the kids and all that stuff and work. It's cool for that. But when we get to the point where that's not enough, there's nothing else to give. And I think a lot, and I think my frustration is that we stay in situations that are literally abusive to our character. We stay in relationships that men are cheating on us, having babies on us, having long-term relationships on us, and we accept it and we take it and we be there. And as if what we're doing is not enough. And I just think that, you know, I just think that enough can be just enough. And I just believe that we don't always have to give so much extra, you know, if we're doing, you know, everything else and doing all we can do and somebody walks out on the relationship, you know, the Bible says that leave them where they at. They walk out, let them go. You know, which means in some situations, divorce. And a lot of church, you know, they, you know, look down on that. I'm a divorced person in the church. And, you know, I had every intention of staying married and wanted my marriage to be great and work. And we had a son and my son, my ex-husband cheated on me. And in the church, he stood up and he apologized to the congregation and admitted his fault. And he went on and I forgave him. So I thought, and everybody else forgave him. And we went on. We're good friends and everything now, co-parent greatly. But yet still, he cheated. So in the midst of when I was a messy, messy, messy mess, I didn't even know it. If he was cheating or not. But when I finally gave myself to the Lord and living right and doing what a wife's supposed to do and being a mother and being all this, then he cheated. So my thing is, I don't know if it's the fear or the lack of whatever that a man may be experiencing in the home at the time. Maybe I didn't treat him right. Maybe I put God, so much before between us that, I wasn't attractive anymore. Maybe I was ministering to him too much, preaching to him. I don't know. But I know in my heart I did not want to be divorced. I didn't want to be a divorcee. I did not want a broken home. I wanted to remain in my marriage. But after 3 years of after my transition from being a hot mess with him, not knowing how to do nothing as a wife, to now I'm learning how to be a wife, and it wasn't good enough. My thing is, I just don't understand what's enough for women to give up. Like, when is it enough? I'm in a great relationship right now. I'm in love with him. I think he's amazing, a great guy. And I'm hoping that it goes far. And it's not coming from a bitter place, so that's why I said that. He's a great guy. I love our conversation, our relationship, our communication. I'm just looking out for people like Monica, Wendy Williams, Toni Braxton, Halle Berry, so many women that we look, Cardi B, let's go to now. So many women, LaToya with Lil Wayne. I mean, so many women that are beautiful, have gotten surgeries done, have got an education, got great jobs, look beautiful, all of this stuff, black women. And they still, having these issues. And I'm like, what is enough? I mean, personally, I could not be with someone that has a child on me. Like, enough is enough. Like, that is the ultimate limit for me. I could not be with you because I did not marry you to have a wife-in-law. I did not marry you to be in a relationship where I got another family on the side that I can't have no input on. So am I raising children, mentality and understanding? I can't input that, impart that in you guys' decision on how you raise your child while I'm married to you. It's just too much. I'm just not with it. That's me personally. And I think my frustration is that, that women is making this okay. I mean, come on now. It's like you teach somebody how to love you. You teach somebody how to respect you and know the derogatory name, niggas or whatever is not appropriate in any way. I did get a little frustrated, and I did use that language as my street language because it's in the barber shop. I hear it all day long. My son was going to the barber shop, calling each other that on the basketball court and the videos and all that. And it's no different than women calling each other beads, which I don't do. But I was just very frustrated. At the level of when is it enough of what we gonna give? That's all I was saying. So anyway, we're gonna take a commercial. This has been Ministry a Moment. We're gonna take a commercial break, and then we're gonna go on with Gina G with the Trinity. We'll be right back after these messages.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and born into sin, transformed into destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle, and born into sin, transformed into destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hello, everybody. This is Dawn Robinson with Mama's Boy, The Play. And you listen to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hey, We are back. So, you know, Gina G is on with us. Hey, Gina.
Well, hello, hello. Good morning, Dr. Gina.
Good morning. But we got to go into Kim because he's joining us right now. And everybody's been waiting on Kim because everybody loves Kim. Everybody. And your mother, Brenda Stevens. I had so many people that wanted me to say hello to him for them, child. We got to hurry up. Get his song on there. We're going to play right now one of his amazing, you know, he's got so many, right? How many songs? How many? What's your favorite, girl? I can't stop loving you.
Six on top of my head. I can't think of a favorite. I got too many.
I can't stop loving you. I get so many. I can't even name it. But we're going to play I Can't Stop Loving You right now because that's my favorite. Go ahead, Dawn, and play that. And we're going to listen to Kim.
I think about the day I met the perfect stranger. I think about us. And I think about the day I got a rat around your finger. I think about us. The sun was shining on you. The Lord was smiling on me. And love was calling us. I had my mind made up. I can't stop loving you. I can't help myself. And I can't get over you. No matter what I tell myself, babe. Never thought I'd ever love anyone. In my weakness, I think about us. And I think about the day you left without speaking. I think about us. I think about the love we have for our children. I think about the way we laugh without a reason. I think about us, girl, yeah. There will be no more lies. Somebody tell me why I feel like I'm dying. Lord, what's come over me? Baby, can't you see that I can't stop loving you? I can't stop loving you. I can't help myself. And I can't get over you. Get over you, babe. No matter what I tell myself. I don't know why I think about us. I think about us. I think about us.
thinking about you. I can't stop dreaming about you. I can't stop loving you, girl.
Yes, I'm Kim. Welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat again. How are you?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
Man, listen, I'm so glad that you can join us. I know you got a lot of shows coming up. You got things going on, and we want the Dr. Gina's Radio Chat listeners to know all about it. Kim, first of all, we love you. We love every inch of you, every ounce of you. Everybody loves you. I'm just so glad I'm in love right now. But even when I wasn't in love, I was loving your music.
Well, I appreciate that. Y'all sure know how to make a brother feel good over here. Look, I'm happy about that. Yeah.
Listen, Kim, you have just been, you know, I want to tap in with this interview. I know you got a date in Jacksonville, Florida, and we're going to talk about that because everybody wants to know where you're going to be. And you got some stuff that you're doing with Tom Joyner and stuff like that. We're going to talk about all of that because I want everybody to know where you're going to be so they can come and see you and experience you as not only as an entertainer, but an artist. I mean, you are just a beautiful chocolate canvas. I just want everybody to know around the world that don't know who you are, because everybody knows you, but there are still some that may not know. He is a beautiful chocolate canvas with sound. How about that? And it's all bubbling full of love. Is that good, Kim? I mean, I just want everybody to know.
I receive that.
Because I love the artistry in you. You know what I'm saying? So I want to tap into that. When you were on the first time, we talked about, you know, your life and things that you have gone through and things like that. But we are so many years now past that, and it doesn't dismiss what God has done. And I do want to touch on that. But I want people to get into this artistry of you, because you have got so much longevity right now from the projects that you have put out, and just your whole just the art of it all, your words and your passion. I want people to understand who you are as an artist. So when you start to write music, what do you tap into? Where do you go to get what you produce?
Really, it all takes place at the keyboard. You know, I started playing piano when I was 5 years old in Nashville. And I was trying to play. I fell in love with that instrument at a very young age. So everything takes place at the keyboard. You know, I'm a songwriter first. And my real job is to make time to sit down at the keyboard and just be open and be free and allow myself to be a channel, if you will, to what God has next. Cause you know, the songs come through me, you know, but they're given to me and they come through me. I don't really sit down and plan on, what I'm going to write about.
Wow.
I'm not, you know, I just kind of sit and I find something that I like, and one thing just builds upon another. And that's why I'm late to the interview, because I'm sitting down here now writing, you know, working on music, you know, working on the next record. And, you know, my job is just to show up, you know, and when I show up and make myself available, you know, the music is the music gives life to itself.
Wow. You know, but to see, this is the thing, as an artist, you don't realize that everybody, that is just not natural for everyone. Like, this is like, this is your thing. And this is why we love you. And this is why, you know, every time we hear you on the late night or the midday drive or whatever, we are just happy to hear you. And I've even heard, like, not only one song, but 3 songs within an hour of you being played, because that's how much people love and can appreciate that soothing part. And you bring us back to love. So even though you say, and I know, but when you bring it back to God and you say, you know, that God has given this, you know, to you. You sit at the, you know, keyboard or the piano or whatever, and it just comes to you through him. And I'm paraphrasing what you said, but from a nutshell, you said that, and but he is love. And a lot of your songs right. is about love. And it's so intimate, and it's so united as a couple. And we love that. So how do you feel that people are, like, gravitating to that as married couples or wanting to get married based off of your message through your songs?
You know, I think that, you know, love is really what we're all looking for. You know, that's what we're all looking for. It's all we want, you know, throughout all of our dysfunction, through all the tribulations of our life, all the ups and downs. Ultimately, what we're looking for is love. Everybody can identify that. We all want to be loved. You know,
come on now.
And there is no there is no greater work, you know, than to love. You know, and you know, there are a lot of people who are not in relationship, or people who are in relationship and trying to rekindle their relationship, or working on their relationship, which you're always working on your relationship. If you have a relationship, you always
come
on.
On
it, you know,
you bet.
And you know, I mean, it's really just, you know, it's really just that, you know, it's not, you know, I was a romantic at heart when I was a kid, you know, so you know, all I, you know, and really, really shy and really introverted, and didn't really have, you know, the words the courage to talk to girls, or, you know, so I would go in and start writing these and start writing songs. You know, if I were going to say something, this is what I would say, you know, and so the songs, the lyrics, the passion, it still comes from that place. You know, it comes from that place. You know, my hope is that I'm a conduit, I can be a voice of reason for the brothers out there. You know what I'm saying?
Please, please, Kim.
Put on a Kim record.
Come on now, Kim. Because you know what? And I'm glad that you said that, because I was going in that direction. I really feel like we need more of you, more like-minded, more driven, like Major and you and so many others that are really inspired by the love that God is, that it just brings forth such a united front in marriages, and encouragement for commitment in love, committing to love, because love is a commitment. No matter what you are or how you look or what you go through or whatever, I mean, God loves us so much. And so I really appreciate, and I think a lot of our your fans and the listeners and those that are coming and joining in now, they're going to learn that the root of your music and your artistry and things like that. And so I just appreciate you so much. And we need more brothers to want to commit and be in love. It's cool to be in love, right, Kim? Is it okay?
There is no greater feeling in the world than to be in love, you know, and I would agree with you full-heartedly.
Aw, well, you know, we both from Detroit, so that's, I mean, well, you lived in Detroit, but we've both been raised in Detroit, so we know it get rough, but that love, it conquers all fear, it conquers all tribulations and things like that. But like I was saying to everyone that has been inspired by you, and I want you to give like a short a word of encouragement to those that are listening, but I want to tell everybody that while you're on here, you are going to be performing in Jacksonville, Florida, Saturday, May the 4th at 8 p.m. at the Times Union Arena. You guys got to go and see him, but he's got other stuff going on. This is Jacksonville, May the 4th, but you're going to be on a Tom Joyner or something, right? So you got a couple of other dates coming up.
Yeah, Tom Joyner, one more time. You know, Tom is retiring. So we're doing some shows with Frankie Beverly and Mays, and a few spots across the country I think it starts June 1st in Detroit at in Detroit on the 1st of June. We're in Indiana, Indiana Farmers Coliseum on the 8th of June. Columbia, where's Columbia? Columbia.
I don't know Columbia. Where Columbia going to be, but I know.
Right, because it could be everywhere, right? Five Columbias in the United States.
Columbia, you know, South Carolina, though?
I
is
think
it Columbia,
South Carolina?
Carolina.
Maybe South
yeah,
Carolina.
More than
yeah,
like, more than likely.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so we have a few dates. We'll be in St. Louis at Shea Fitz on July 13th. We'll be in Raleigh on July 19th. We're doing the Hampton Jazz Festival in Hampton, Virginia on June 29th. Yeah, so we're keeping it busy. We'll be in Atlantic City. This is not part of the Tom Joyner thing, but we'll be in Atlantic City on the 11th of May.
I love it.
So we're getting in. We're getting it in. And I'm trying to make
it. Well, you know, well, let me tell you what I'm going to do. I know that I'm going to be at least two of those shows. I'm going to be in Raleigh and I'm going to be in Jacksonville. So I'm excited about it both because I love you. I hosted one of your shows and I think it was in Fayetteville when you were there in 2018 and you rocked the house. Listen, it is so worth a ticket. It's so worth getting your girlfriends together. It's so worth it to get your husband, your boy, your boo, your whoever, and come on and listen to Kim and let him shower and sprinkle all that anointed love on y'all because it's nothing but from God, y'all. He is so anointed and so talented and so gifted and so creative. And he's chocolatingly cute. I love Kim. Kim. Kim, listen, before Gina G, because I know she got a question for you, I want you to just give a word of encouragement, you know, to those that are songwriting, because if you don't know Kim's story, you got to Google him or go on Dr. Gina's radio chat archive, and he goes into every detail about where he's been and where he's at now. And my question to you while you're encouraging somebody, how do you make the transition, Kim, from being where some people have been considered at the bottom, maybe they have been around a circle of hopelessness, but they're destined for destiny, and they still have a little bit of hood in them while they're in the White House. How do you give a little encouragement to people and a little direction? Can you do that at the same time, Kim?
Well, I can, you know. I can only speak for myself and from my experience, and I think that this applies to wherever we may find ourselves, whatever our circumstances may be, whatever you're dealing with, whatever your dark night of the soul is, you have to surrender. You know, you have to surrender. You have to come to a place where you are no longer running the show, you know, where you're willing to give up your idea about how things should be, where you're willing to listen to somebody other than yourself lean on understanding that may not be your own. I had to get sick, you know, in layman's term, we say you have to come to a place where you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, you know, and there's an adage that I love that says that when the student is ready, the teacher appears, you know, and when you come to that place, and we call it, you know, in recovery circles, and we call that hitting your bottom, you know, when it seems to be the darkest, that's when we're most teachable. That's when we're most humble. That's when we have the most humility. That's when we're willing to accept the help that our pride or our ego has been casting to the side. You know, you have to be willing to let go of your ideas. You know, you have to be willing to let it go. You have to be willing to lay down your life and say, you know what, I don't have the answer. You know, because if I had the answer, I would be doing that.
Wow. Okay, now.
If I had the answer, that's what I would be doing. You know what I'm saying? And your best thinking is what got you in the situation that you're in right now. You know what I'm saying? So maybe, you know, you need to stop and push pause, you know, and just stop and evaluate what's going on in your life and tell the truth to yourself.
I love
you know?
It. Yes.
Right?
I love it.
Not the truth.
You
don't have to worry about the truth. You need to be trying to be honest with other people, but we really need to be telling the truth.
Be honest with ourselves and our truth. I'll tell you, that is so good. Okay, Gina Kim, you know your mother was really waiting on to say that she loved him. Okay.
That's Miss Brenda. Is that Miss Brenda?
That's Miss Brenda.
Hey, Miss Brenda, how you doing, girl?
Oh, she dying now. That's she it. Dying. She done went to heaven right now. She did.
Yeah.
She gone.
Yeah,
she said it. She did.
Thank you so much, Kim. Oh, my God, it's such a pleasure. I mean, just listening to you talk, not only do I listen to your music, not only has it been dedicated to me, your lyrics have been wrote down in a letter to me. I just want to say I just appreciate just the love that you're bringing into the industry because we need it so, so much.
Yes.
And I just want to say, you ain't scared because I saw a video of Miss Toni Braxton calling you out of the audience.
Uh-oh.
And you went up there just as smooth and chocolatey as can be.
Any chocolate.
And
oh, my
nights.
God.
Yeah.
He is just like a candy bar chocolate.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. And Gina, it's crazy because I'm telling you, the fans, Tony's fans, they fell out. And, I mean, Toni let him go. She had to, like, just let the mic because she knew once he touched it.
It was over. It was a takeover. I can only imagine. I would have fainted. You know, in the Five Heartbeats when they had that scene with a girl and he touched her and she just fell out. I would have been that girl just falling out.
Yep. So you're always ready.
Kim, you know what I'm talking about in the Five Heartbeats when the guy who.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah,
and she fell out. That would have been me.
After talking all that mess, she's the one that fell out. But you are just truly an inspiration, and I just appreciate this moment, and I appreciate your music, and I'm just looking forward to just so much more. Just I'm just excited to be on this phone. I'm gonna leave the dying to my mama, but I'm alive and I understand who I'm talking to and
Brenda.
What God has surrounded me with.
Well, listen, Kim, let everybody know how they can follow you because everybody now want to know what the chocolate dream is talking and looking like. So everybody that don't know you around in Iguana and Kenya and Australia, because we worldwide on this internet. But again, I want to focus on the fact that he is going to be in Jacksonville, Florida, and you guys need to go get your tickets because it's about to be on. If you don't know, you're going to know now. Yeah, at the Times Union Center, Jacksonville, Florida, Saturday, May the 4th, 8 p.m. And he's got some other dates. I mean, he's busy. So go and follow him where? Where can they follow you, Kim?
Yeah, they can follow me at Music by Kim on all social media platforms, Music by Kim. You can also get the dates at musicbykim.com. I'd love to hear from you. Love to know what you guys are doing, what you think about the music, you know, what you think about the shows. So reach out for Music by Kim. Music by K-E-M. Love to hear from you.
Yes, I'm about to see what he's doing the most. He got that sexy voice on all of a sudden. He did that, you know. Kim, you friend of the show now. You family. But the poet Estelle Monroe Gant want me to let you know that she love you too. And then Angie on my Facebook. I'm only going to name a few of y'all. Y'all blowing me up right now. Want you to know that they love you too. And listen, this is all that matters right now. We are waiting for, you know, your new stuff. Take your time because, listen, we still eating and digesting the beauty of what you've already put out. And so when you put out something else, because I don't want them to feel, you know what I'm saying, like it's a pressure. We love you and we're waiting for you to put out what you're going to put out. And when you do, it's going to be of excellence and longevity, just like everything else, timeless, beautiful. And again, y'all, he is a chocolate Snicker bar. I named a Snicker bar, but he's chocolate.
What?
and he fine, and he can sing. I don't know if he married or dating, but I don't know nothing about that. But I know that you need to go look for yourself. Go and follow Kim and check out where he's at. He's a friend of the family on Dr. Gina's radio chat. Kim, listen, I'm not going to bother you, but I guess I'm going to have to bother you. When you go, can you please stay on with Don so he can do a radio drop from me? I need that, because since you've been on for two times now and everybody love you, can you do a radio drop for me? I normally don't even put you on spot like that, but I got to do it. Can you do that for me, please?
It would be my pleasure.
Okay, Don, it will be his pleasure. He's going to do that for me. This is Kim. You're listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat. You can sing. Right. I don't care what you want to do. Just make it gorgeous and pretty and beautiful, just like you are. All right, God bless my Detroit homie.
Yay, man.
God bless you. All have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day. And we love you, and we'll see you soon out there somewhere.
All right, hold on. Yes. And Don is going to take care of you, and we're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to be back with Gina G's Trending Tea, and then we got Estelle Monroe Gant with her spoken word. We'll be right back.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things that's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Hey, hey, this is MC Light with the Love Jones crew, and right now you're checking out Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hey, all right, Trinity, Gina G. We got the Trinity with Gina G. Girl, we got the Trinity with G T. What's happening, girl?
Love my song. Oh my gosh. Okay, let me get down from this cloud with Kim and bring it on back down to the earth. And I'm gonna speak upon this tea that have
we
went
do
down
legends.
For the
past we do legends
days.
Around here. We're on Dr. Gina's uh-huh. radio chat.
Hey, you better ask somebody. Okay, now, speaking of legendary, oh my goodness, Dr. Gina, Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris burnt down on Monday. It didn't burn all the way down to the ground, but the whole roof, so many artifacts and ancient things have been lost. Now, Notre Dame Cathedral is one of the 13th century cathedrals, and it's one of Paris's most popular attractions. Over 13 million people visit that cathedral a year. 13 million people. And, I mean, it's so sad that it has burnt down the way it has. It's not clear how the fire started, but they did get it contained. But it's just the fact that something that's, you know, it's kind of like when the Twin Towers hit, you know, just something that's been there so long, you know, monumental is destroyed. You know, it kind of takes people back. So there was a lot of people that were in there trying to find artifacts and stuff to salvage. So, you know, we just want to, you know, send some love over to Paris right now. Paris is in need of a little love. Also, a 20-year-old Daniel Ramchert, who is from Illinois, he is the youngest man to win the push rim division in the Boston Marathon, which is he's in a wheelchair. It's the three-wheel wheelchair, and he's the first American to win it since 1993, but he is the youngest. He's only 20 years old. So I'm just loving that this new generation, I mean, I don't know if they want to call them millennium babies or whatever, they're not only, like, you know, sagging their pants, but there's some actually good ones out here that's making a change and doing remarkable things. So we just want to give a shout-out to Daniel. Also, another shout-out to Mr. Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods, y'all. Tiger Woods, y'all. Hey, he wins his fifth Masters. He won it on Sunday. He hasn't won since 2008. But as we all know, Tiger Woods has been through a lot, not only cheating on his wife with 18 women. You know, he's been caught
driving. Why you have to mention that?
come on now. Now, you know that's how most people know Tiger. We just got to keep it real and honest. But I said all of that to say this. Your past does not define your future.
Exactly. Because he made a comeback and a come all the way up.
And a come up. So I don't want to hear nothing else about Tiger Woods.
Because he got the president. He got the award from president. What's his name?
Yeah, I mean, Donald Trump has sat up here, honey, and is trying to give him the highest award that he could get. So y'all better leave Tiger Woods alone. Hello, black people. We are accepting
He all the way up in the culture, Asian and black.
Because we
in the neighborhood together.
right. Because we try to get rid of him, Dr. Gina. We try to get rid of him when all that stuff went on.
We ain't going nowhere.
But we ain't going nowhere. Okay.
But listen.
Yes.
Okay, so hold on to that because we got to shift because I know Kim. We had Kim on for a while, but we gotta go to Estelle Monroe Brooks. I mean Gantt,
okay,
Lord
okay.
Jesus.
We gotta go to
Estelle Monroe Gantt. I'm sorry, we got Brooks all day long on our segments. Estelle, you got a spoken word for us because then we got Dr. Miller and then Gina G is going to take it over because we got to get the rest of the Trinity and then we got to get what she say. So she's going to tie all of that in towards the end of the whole show. So let's go on with the segments now and just shift gears for a second to go to our girl Estelle Monroe Gantt with the spoken word. What's up, girl, as we twist.
Hey, girl. Don't be touching me for my husband.
Can y'all hear my snap? Gina, are you snapping? I can't hear your snap, Gina. You snapping, Gina? No.
Snapping.
Estelle, what's up?
Hey, girl. How are you?
We are fabulous, girl. You said you got something for us. Let's hear this.
Look. I got something for you all on today. And the name of this poem is self-explanatory, and it's talking about real women, godly women. And the name of this poem is We Out Here.
I dedicate
this to us three.
Okay, let's go.
So, me and the two Ginas.
Gina, are you listening, Gina?
You know I'm over here ready to snap. I'm ready. All right. Listen, Gina G, because I'm speaking for all three of us. And it goes like this. We've been ran over and hit by Mack trains, and yet we Mack and train the hitters for our own purpose. On purpose, we live out loud, yet make moves silently, wreaking havoc by warring in the spirit violently, while simultaneously building our dynasty. We out here. We are the Hebrew and Greek meaning of strength. We are present, not past tense. And we easily take offense to men who apply but not qualified to do the job. We've been labeled as too independent, melanin overdosed, and stuck-up snobs because we have the propensity to be more than mediocre, above average, and less than the best. We miserably flunked the typical statistic test. We out here. Our brand is uncomprehensive to unspiritual man. Baby, we are heavy like the levee that broke in New Orleans. We don't form cliques like most sisters. We build teams. Let me read that part over again. please. Our brand is strong. Yes, our brand is uncomprehensive to unspiritual men. Baby, we are heavy like the levee that broke in New Orleans. We don't form cliques like most sisters. We build teams. Rebuild dreams. Do you know the difference between a vision and a dream? Dreamers are asleep, but visionaries are woke. We out here.
Yes.
And though we be a complicated masterpiece, we at least admit it. See, the reason why you don't seem to get it is because you are, because we are hid in Christ. Most women are not willing to pay the price to be sold
out.
They wear for sale signs that says everything must go. But there is a hidden mystery. And in this, we know that God's anointing cannot be genetically modified. Okay, y'all throwing me off.
I'm sorry, but we not, girl, this body of Christ ain't ready for this truth. Come on now.
Yep, we are scrumptious and our curves are voluptuous, but our greatest assets have nothing to do with sex. While you drool over our physique, we out here in these streets witnessing for the kingdom. And most of the time sinners come in is because we bring them. Our chest is covered with a breastplate of righteousness, and we have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. That's why we so deep. We don't mess our hair up while wearing a helmet of salvation. Sold out Colosseums, yeah, that's cute, but we speak in the nations. Above all, taking the shield of faith, regardless of what my opposers are saying, we still slaying. We out here. We have 90-degree backs because you cannot walk on us unless we bend. And we have erected chins because we are focused on where we're going and not where we have been. So when our detractors say, I remember you back when, we say, yep, but now we heavenly kingpins because we out here.
Hey! Girl, thug life. As a Christian, we Christian thug life. Come on with
that's
it.
Right. Hey. That's right.
Gina, and then she made me want to do that little, with the LA Crip dance. I want to do that.
That's a crip walk, baby.
Hey.
I can't even.
I'm so overwhelmed with everything she said. I can't even dissect it. I want her on next week so we can dissect it.
I want to talk about it.
Can we make that happen? Estelle, can we make that happen?
Okay,
because we're short for time, but I want to dissect this. That was so good. I want to start at the top of the hour about this whole poem. This was the bomb. We need to go in. We need to really get into that. So everybody know where you at, how they can follow you, and then we got to shift gears. But I'm sorry, but you got to come back on next week.
Come back on next week.
Yeah. So tell everybody where they can follow you.
Estelle Monroe Gant. I'm on Facebook at Estelle Monroe Gant. I'm on Twitter at the number 4 Rio Gant, G-A-N-T-T.
Let me just leave with this. Estelle has been raised in traditional religion.
Yes.
Gospel, but God is dealing with her, and He will not let her shake where she's from. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and we're gonna get into that, Estelle. Actually, I'm gonna do an interview with you. So next week we're gonna do the poem and an interview, because I really feel like this is the direction that God is going in, and I want to stick with that. It is so important. What you just said tapped into what I've been talking about with a friend of mine today, and I just feel like this is the direction that God is going in. So we're gonna talk more about that. Go follow Estelle Monroe Gant. She's the realest minister.
The realest.
I don't care. She could be sitting up the strictest religious congregation, and I'm not saying she is, but I'm just saying, God, I've been knowing her now for over a year personally, and I've been listening to her heart, and God will not allow her to go to that route. Even though that's where she's at, that's not where her heart is. And God is dealing with her on reaching the multitudes, with reaching where their struggles are, not where they pretend to be like and what they look like and what they say right. It's about where their struggles are. So we're going to deal with that, okay, Estelle?
Let's deal with it.
Hey, we Detroit up in this joint. All right. On Dr. Gina's radio
out
chat.
Out in these streets.
Right, Gina?
We out here. Hey, tell them, Dr. Gina. Say, we don't form kings, we real kings.
We right here like that. We the real king beings. We the real king queens out here.
That's
all
right.
Not king fans, but king queens. All right, we got to shift gears. I could go on with y'all all day, but we got to get to Dr. Miller. I love you, Estelle. Next week.
I love you, Sam.
Y'all keep tuning in to hear her story, hear her testimony, hear where she's coming from and what God has put in her heart, because she literally goes out in those streets and minister, and that's where I love. Go out in the streets. She stays connected. God's giving her that anointing, that Paul joint. That's what she got. I love. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you. All right, Dr. Miller, I'm so sorry that we had you waiting. Dr. Miller is an author, and I love him because I just was on his show. He has an amazing show, and he has a book called 5 Words that Disconnected a Generation. Am I My Brother's Keeper? He wants to talk about that, which I love. And the name of his show is The Faith Connection Show. And I was just on that in Charlotte, North Carolina. Please help me welcome Dr. David Miller. How are you?
Doing fine, Dr. G. You seem to be on it today.
Well, every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday. I hear that. But it's great being with you, and it was fantastic having you on the show. And, now I'm on your show and following your directions as you did with me, but you were exceptional. And I just thank God for you being with us on the show. That's going to air this Saturday morning at 9:30 on 100.9 Praise. And I hope that some of our listeners are listening to this show so that they will catch you. And we've already started plugging the show so that we'll get people listening to you, because you have an exceptional testimony and a fantastic ministry.
Well, God bless you, Dr. Miller. And I'm excited because I want everybody to know that, again, that show is called The Faith Connection Show. And you need to tune in on Saturday at what time again? So everybody know.
At 9:30. On 100.9 Praise.
And you can get that on you can get that on Google Play. You can go through your series. You can go on your all of that internet and all of that. You guys need to look that up. Again, The Faith Connection with Dr. Miller. And listen, this is in Charlotte, North Carolina. His show is amazing. Whether I'm on there or not, I want my listeners to go on there, because I believe a little birdie told me that he might be joining the BBSRadio.com station.
How about that?
Yes. So we're going to, right after my show. So we're going to be in prayer about that, that goes right and goes effectively. And you guys will know from me to tune in to Dr. Miller as well on BBS Radio. But you got a book called Am I My Brother's Keeper? A Disconnected Generation. What is that all about? Tell us about your book.
Well, the title of the book is 5 Words That Disconnected a Generation, Am I My Brother's Keeper? The book deals with the fact that this society seems to have lost connection with the fact that we are responsible for each other, and especially in the faith walk. I mean, there are some of us who've fallen into bad places, but we have to always remember that when we're in a good place, we need to help our brothers and sisters that fall into bad places. You know, life has changed a lot in the world because sensitivity has decreased. And this book talks about the fact that spiritual sensitivity should never decrease, and that we should always be responsible for our brothers and sisters. And, of course, this book deals with Cain and Abel, and that these are the words, Am I My Brother's Keeper, that came from that spiritual dialogue. And so we talk in the book about the fact that there are areas of our lives where we're disconnected, and how things have changed, and how people need people in order to survive the circumstances that we go through in life, and that no one is above finding themselves in a bad place in life. And for instance, you know, many times, every Sunday morning, there are people who crowd into churches, and they come only for one reason, to find somebody with a word that will turn their tragedy into triumph. And we talk about how that's the responsibility of all of us, not just the church, but every Christian brother and sister.
Well, I love it. Gina G, I know she's has to go. Gina G, did you have to say anything to Dr. Miller? I mean, he's in Augusta, in Charlotte, North Carolina. We're talking about doing a boot camp, and you're a comedian, and I told him that you a lot about you, and I know that he's got an organization and things like that. I know you've been tied into some things about giving back to the communities and stuff like that. How can you relate to Dr. Miller on that note?
Just giving back to the community, as he was stating, it's just so important. He was talking about the sensitivity. I mean, things that, and even the young man that just passed away, Nipsey Hussle, even just knowing the things that he did for his community and hearing other people do great things, it should make you want to go out and change, you know, one person at a time. If it's your street, your block, you know, your small community, your household, let's start there. I think it's wonderful. And I love to be a part of anything you guys got going on. The boot camp, is it working out boot camp or...
Girl, listen, you know I'm doing working out, and that is just what we're talking about. And you're going to be there. You're going to be there.
Well, I'll pass out water.
Yeah.
Okay.
but you know, I'm still working on Gina G, Dr. Miller. But I'm still working. I done had her come in one of my classes and stuff like that. She ain't really, really worked out with me, but she tried. But we gonna get it together. But Dr. Miller, I'm so glad that you are a part of what is going on the movement now with internet and things like that, because I know that you are very well saturated in Charlotte and Columbia and North Carolina area and things like that, and South Carolina area. But it's so good that people are getting to know you worldwide and knowing your heart and your compassion. I know you have a consulting firm and you got the radio show and the book and things like that. Can you give somebody just an overall short, you know, a piece of inspiration that, you know, that may have some ideas and, you know, maybe walking with God or maybe not know what they don't have no ideas, but they don't know what God may want. What is my purpose? I mean, can you give them some ideas or some inspiration on, you know, how to just accept the call on your life to just whatever God has you doing, just do it all. That's basically it. You know, you can do a thousand things.
Well, I think you can, and you can do a lot of things, but there should always be one thing that you do very well. And I think that one thing should be the fact that if you know who you are, it's easy for you to help other people find out who they are. And I think the struggle today, because there are so many things in life and so many things that cross our pathway, and there's so many issues now that seem to be facing, especially the younger generation, that some of us did not have to face. And we find out that one of those things is finding yourself and finding out where God wants to take you. And the best way to find out where God wants to take you is figure out where your strength is. Most people are trying to find themselves in other people, and we're living our lives vicariously through those people. But really, when you can find out who you are, you can set your course, and you can make changes in life that you never thought you could make.
Yeah.
Changes not only in your life, but also in the lives of people who see you, know you, and find your struggle equal to their struggle. And therefore,
yes,
if you've overcome, you're overcome. The fact that you've overcome says that they can do the same. Because there are a lot of people.
And I'm sorry. Right. I was going to say, with transparency is very important, though, right?
Absolutely. It's out of your pain that people draw their strength.
Come on.
So we should never conceal our pain. You know, deliverance comes from people finding out where our wounds are. Because if you remember the upper room situation, once Jesus came in, he asked him to put his hand, Peter, to put his hands where his wounds were. And that's what's important. We need to let people touch our wounds. We need to let people know that we seem like we got it together. But listen, there are a lot of wounds hidden under the garments that we walk in today.
I love you, Dr. Miller. I got to have you come on again, too. I'm sorry.
We're
running over. We done had Kim on and ran us over, and it's just not enough time. We got to have you come on. Can you come on next week, too? I'm just going to invite you on next week, too.
I'll be glad to come back next week.
I want to touch on that because I was just having that conversation with a friend. I know this is just how God works. We don't have enough time, but I was just talking to my friend about how God has spoke to me years ago, and he said, "You're out of your pain, many will be set free." And you can't tell everybody that because religious folks don't get it. You know, they want you to bind and cast that demon out. But Yeshua, out of his pain, how many of us are set free? Come on now. You know what I'm saying? So when God told me that, it wasn't like I was like, oh, he wants me just to just be in pain. It was the fact that my deliverance, the painful process of the deliverance and the transformation, the transformation of your thought process, your vision, your heart, your soul, the generational curses. Out of that pain of transition, many are going to be set free because I will actually get and understand the purpose, the sacrifice, the anointing out of that. Not that, oh, you're just going to be struggling. No, it wasn't. I never got it like that. When he said that, I knew that it was like, okay, I'm going to go through some stuff. It's some stuff that I'm going through. Like, it's some stuff that I'm being delivered and purged through and all of that for people to be set free. Until I go through it, I can't really teach it. I can't help people. It's going to set people free because I'm actually going to get the revelation from it. So, yeah, I love what you just said. We got to talk about this next week, Dr. Miller. You coming on?
I look forward to it. I'll be on next week, and we'll chat about giving birth.
11:05.
New pain through pain. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for having me.
No. I want everybody to know how they can get in touch with you, Dr. Miller. What is your social media, your email, and stuff like that?
Okay, if you go to our website, which is connectcenternc.com, connectcenternc.com, and you can find all the information on us on the website. It will also tell you about all the programs that we support. We have a prescription drug program that we provide for people who can't get the medications. We have all kinds of products and things that we offer to people for free to help them. All of it is on the website, and also the radio show is on the website as well. So if you go to the website, you'll find what you need to find out about Dr. David Miller, the Faith Connection, and the Connect Center, which is our outreach program.
And I'm excited because he could possibly be on bbsradio.com right after Dr. Gina's radio chat. So I want to encourage you guys to go and connect with him. And he's amazing. I love him. We're going to do a boot camp. And we're going to get people in shape. We're going to get people spiritually grounded, direction, and all of that. It's just a love connection, you guys, and God is all up in it. Dr. David Miller, that's who you need to follow, and you will know exactly when he's going to be right after this show, but we have to get him on, and we're going to get him on next week so we can get to know him a little bit more and see what he's talking about because he's got a lot of wisdom in what God has shown him. All right, Dr. Miller, it has been an absolute pleasure having you on Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Thank you for having me, and we look forward to next week.
Look forward to next week. 11:05, Dr. Miller, call in.
I'll be there.
All right, Dr. David Miller from Charlotte, North Carolina. You guys got to follow him. Am I My Brother's Keeper? Disconnected a Generation. You got to follow him and tune in to what he's got going on every Saturday and see what he's talking about. You guys got to connect with him. Anybody that's doing something in the community, each and every state and city, I love to connect with everybody because we're worldwide. I can't do it. So when I'm able to connect with other people in certain cities and states, it makes, you know, us a part of it too. We're joining in with the forces. Gina G! You ain't gone yet, are you? Okay.
I am.
What she say, girl?
Well, what she say gonna be sweet and short. I want you to be prepared for what you ain't prepared for. Did she say it? Yeah, I said it. Be prepared for what you are not prepared for. That is what I'm gonna say. I want you to think on that, figure it on out, and I'll bring it back next week. But I want you to be prepared for what you're not prepared for. Come on, Dr. Gina, because I've been out here in these streets, as Adele would say, and I'm just letting you know right now, sometimes you ain't prepared for the unprepared, but you got to be prepared for the unprepared, because things will happen. You got a few extra dollars, you like, oh, okay, I can do a little shopping, do a little something. Then, boom, your brakes go out. Then your little extra change that you had got to go on your brakes. And instead of being mad about having to spend your money on your brakes, you know what you got to say to yourself, Dr. Gina? Because now you prepare for the unprepared. So you know what you got to say to yourself? You got to say, thank God for this extra money. Because I wouldn't have had no money for these brakes if I would have went and bought some clothes. Thank God you caught this on time.
Come on,
thank God,
Gina,
you had this check go in. Because I'm just saying. Because if you would have went shopping, baby, you wouldn't have no brakes. So you can look cute standing waiting on that bus if you want to. But I'm going to tell you right now, you got to be prepared for what you unprepared for. And go and get them brakes done and drive down the street in your flip-flops and keep it pushing. Because you could have been walking in the red bottoms. I'm just letting you know.
Come on now, walking down the street in red bottoms. For. With no money.
With no money. Because you decided to go shopping when you didn't know, and you had to hold on two more days because guess what? Now your brakes is out. But guess what? Now you got money to pay for your brakes.
Listen, I got hearts like floating from my head like an emoji. I'm just so in love with my sister right now. That was just, girl, ooh. I need you on next week too. Let's just go.
I am here every week, honey.
This show, I know. You with me every week, but I'm just saying, this show was so amazing. Everybody just had so much words of wisdom and encouragement, and it was just so dope. I need to continue this until next week, honestly.
Okay.
I want to pick up from what you said, what Estelle said, what Dr. Miller said.
Yep. And the thoughts of Kim. We just going to go with
the thoughts.
And the thoughts
of Kim with his chocolate Snicker bar. Gina, he did the radio job. Don told me he did the radio job. So he got a radio job from Kim.
I'm so excited. I'm beyond excited. Dr. Gina's radio chat has really changed, you know, my life, has changed my Wednesdays, have changed my perspective, and has grown me so much that I am so excited to be a part of Dr. Gina's radio chat. And, baby, next week, we're going to have a mojito for you because we in these streets.
We got most of it. We got most of it. We're going to do, literally, honestly, no celebrities. We are the celebrities next week.
That's
it's
right.
Going to be Gina G, Estelle, and Dr. Miller. We the celebrities next week. So tell
That's
a friend.
Right.
If you like what you heard, tell everybody so you can tune in. Because we got to continue what we started. I mean, we just didn't have enough time. So we're going to do that.
Yeah.
And Gina G, I mean, my sister, I love her. She is so committed, so loyal. She's the best friend that anybody can ever have. She is amazingly funny, hilarious. I don't support her because I'm her friend. I fell in love with her gift, and then I fell in love with her. She was funny to me before she was my friend. And I just appreciate her craft and her gift. I'm an artist at heart. I know everybody knows me as a leader, a preacher, a minister, and all that stuff. But listen, I'm an artiste at heart. I'm very flaky. I'm quirky. I'm nerdy. I'm colorful. I'm abstract. I'm weird. I love artistry, and when I see people, when they are tuned into their craft, I see what they see and beyond. So it's like I can connect to them where they are, but then I see so much more after the fact, like beyond what they see, that I can support them and cheer them on and pray for them and want it for them. And that's where Gina and I are, and that's where Kim and I are. And he was just like, Kim, that interview was, he was blown away. I mean, because it was like, I listen to the music and I can see where people are. If I listen to your music, your art, I come to your comedy shows, I look at your movies, your whatever you're doing, I see you. It's not, I can tell when somebody's just doing something to just be doing it to make money or be famous. I can tell when it's a passion. But anyway, we're not going to hold you up. We're going to continue on this because we can go on.
Next Wednesday.
Yes. We got a good show. We are the celebrities. So tell your friends to tune in. And Brenda, we told Kim. Angie, I told Kim. Everybody know they wanted me to tell Kim. Y'all, he just said, Brenda, you just keep getting blessings.
Yeah, because he's want some, hey, Miss Brenda. Is this Brenda? Hey, Miss Brenda.
He said, hey, Miss Brenda. Remember Brent, your mama name.
Girl, that's the Detroit in y'all. I guess that's the Detroit in y'all.
He said, oh, Miss Brenda, I mean, I didn't even say specifically Gina's mom. I don't remember, but I might have. But he remembered. That's so dope.
Yes,
anyway, this is Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. We overtime. We got to go.
We are so overtime.
We want you to live healthy, live whole,
living your destiny.
We love you on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Love you. Are you coming this weekend?
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live home.